In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord delivered Israel by the blood of the Lamb. Every firstborn of the Egyptians was killed. So those Egyptians begged the Israelites to leave. Delivered by the Lord, Israel left only to be hemmed in by the Red Sea with those Egyptians once begging them to leave, now in hot pursuit. They're stuck with no place to go, no place to hide. They cried out to the Lord for help, and he parted the water, so they passed with the wall of water on the right and on the left, and then collapsed that wall of water on the pursuing Egyptians. You would think that Moses would have reminded the Israelites to remember that. You would have thought that God, through Moses, would have told Israel to say thank you for that deliverance. Sacrifice, deliverance, destruction, salvation. But he doesn't. At least not in Deuteronomy chapter 8. He doesn't point to those great and awesome works of God. But he points to those 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. The bread they ate daily. The clothes that never wore out. And the feet that never swelled. He points to the seemingly boring, mundane, humdrum works of God, not to those great and awesome works of God. He points to the things expected, yet rarely appreciated. The necessities of life, but the things not always given. He led the Israelites into the desert to test them. There was little food and no water to test them to see if they would trust in God or not. Would they cry out to him for help, or would they grumble and complain that death was knocking at the door? He led them into the desert to humble them so that they lived not by bread, but by every word that came from the mouth of their God. He was teaching them that life was not found in food, but life was found in the word of God. So trust in the Lord led to For daily bread leads to trust in the Lord for salvation. If they could not trust him to take care of one day, then how could they trust him to take care of eternity? The earthly gifts were pointing ahead to the eternal gifts. And so when he finally does lead them into a land flowing with milk and honey, with springs and vineyards, olive groves and fruit trees, abundant bread, copper and iron, when he finally leads them into that promised land, then they would remember the Lord who gave it to them. They would pause and thank God for these tremendous gifts, undeserved, freely given. They would pause and remember the far greater country, the far better country that God was leading them to. The same is true for you. We could point to the great and awesome works of God in your life, perhaps healing from disease, safety in time of immediate danger, giving you a spouse and children, pulling you up from deep sadness. We could point to those great and awesome works of God in your life. But we better not forget the seemingly boring and mundane works of God either. Clothing is not spectacular. And yet, minutes after you were born, you were clothed. Daily, your clothes change. As you grow and age, you get new clothes. So much so that your closets are filled with them and the bottom of your drawers, well, they rarely see the light of day. Nothing amazing, nothing spectacular, nothing miraculous in this. Seemingly a necessity expected from God. And yet, is it still not a gift from God? Of course. But we overlook the gifts of God. Or what about your food? Each of us, the moment we were born, had food ready and waiting for us. The Lord feeds us. We eat not just simply once a day, but often two or three times with snacks whenever we desire. And we eat not just simply bread or potatoes, but a whole variety of foods from really around the whole world. Almost at a moment's notice, we can get what we want. It's a necessity, We know how the food gets from the vineyards to our plates, or from the fields to our mouths. We know how the digestive system works and how it turns that food into energy so we can live. We know it all. It's natural, it's expected. And so at times it doesn't seem all that great or awesome. Simply a humdrum, boring work of God. Like Israel's land flowing with milk and honey, we have been given endless resources. The list could go on and on. But like entitled children, we gripe and complain that we don't like this or that and toss it out without a second thought. Simply because the food didn't live up to our standards. We forget the God who gave us that subpar food. We forget the God who daily and tirelessly works to clothe these bodies. He never takes a day off. He never takes even a second, a break or a vacation to regroup. Each day he gives. And when the next day comes, he gives even more. So perhaps, just perhaps, food and clothes are a far greater miracle than medicine and healing than disease. We strenuously pray for the latter, but how often do we ask for the former? And yet it is a daily need. God has given you all these things, not because you have earned or deserved it, but simply because he is your good and merciful Father in heaven. He wants to give. If he stopped giving to you, or if he treated you as you deserved, well, you'd have nothing but sorrow and misery. You would have stale food, tattered clothes, a bitter spouse, oppressive rulers, bad weather, violence, frustration, conniving neighbors, and selfish friends. Nothing but pain, sorrow, and misery. But he does not treat us as our sins deserve. He does not deal with us according to who we are, but according to who he is. So he still blesses us. He still gives to us the things that we need. Oh, he may lead us through a wilderness of tears and sorrows, of struggling. He may lead us through that wilderness, but only to test us, only to teach us that our life is not found in these things here on earth. Our life is not found in food. Our life is found in the Word of God. So pause and remember that God. You rebuke your children for opening gifts without saying thank you or for snatching food before they say their prayers, so also rebuke yourselves. We are not a bunch of animals who simply scarf down our food because we're scared someone's going to take it from us. We are children of God. We are baptized children of God. So pause and remember your God. Pause because you know that even if your food is taken away, he is still your God, and he will still bless you according to his will. Pause and trust that he is always good and merciful, regardless of what you see in your life. Pause because the Lord has given you his word, and he will never go back on that word. For the external earthly things point you to the eternal things. Trust in God for one day leads to trust in God for your bread of life. How can you say you trust in the Lord for eternal salvation when you do not even trust in him to take care of you for one day? And so we pause. It is good, right, and salutary then to come into this house to remember the God who has given us all these blessings. We pause to remember the greater gifts that God bestows upon us, the gifts that come from the Word made flesh. We pause our busy schedules to gather and give thanks to our God this night. We pause because clothing is not found out in our closets, but it's found in the font, dripping with his righteousness. We pause because life is not found in breathing air, but life is found in the Word of God. We pause because food and sustenance is not found in our fridges or tables, but it is found solely in the bread of life. We pause because our riches are not money, but our riches is the priceless treasure which has come down from heaven. We pause to thank God for our eternal gifts in psalms, in hymns, and in songs. And yet God turns right around and dumps that blessing right back on us as our faith is strengthened through the very words that we sing. So pause. Pause before we eat our meals to remember our Father. Pause before we close our eyes to remember our Father. Pause before we begin our day to remember our Father. We pause before a national day of thanksgiving to remember the God who has given us all of it. And as much as we enjoy the gifts, as much as we have, we are not enthralled with any of it. But our hearts are captive solely to God. So each day we pause. Before we receive his gifts, we pause because we are eagerly awaiting a far better country and far greater gifts. It is the home of righteousness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.